Beautiful, but dangerous. This is an artistic impression of internet viruses or malicious software known as malware. Cyber experts say hundreds of thousands of these bombard personal computers every day. Far from being a mere nuisance, these bugs threaten modern life. British opposition lawmaker David Davis warned at an e-crime conference in London that the danger of cyber terrorism is real.
In America, hackers have already broken into the Pentagon's computer systems. In India, into government ministers' files. In Germany, into the Chancellery. Such attacks could be designed to compromise safety systems and critical national infrastructure, to overwhelm communication systems, or even to cause a run on a bank.
Last April, Estonia fell victim to cyber terrorism. A barrage of spam and hacking paralyzed the former Soviet republic's banks and government. James Finch is an assistant director of the FBI's cyber division. He says governments are in a constant battle with cyber criminals.
Unfortunately, bad guys and their talents are maturing on the internet. And so it's a constant battle or challenge to stay ahead of the internet criminal.
NATO warns that the online terror threat will continue to grow as groups become increasingly aware of its potential. Cybersecurity expert Mika Hopotin says malware are making the internet a more dangerous place.
I think we've never seen as bad a situation as we are seeing right now. We are getting more samples than ever before in the history of malware. And many people are surprised about that, because people see less outbreaks, but there still are more viruses being created. And the reason behind this is that the virus writers have changed from the old hobbyist virus writers who did it for fun to professionals who do it to make money.
Ghost malware and other bugs are hidden deep within infected computers, allowing criminal gangs to silently gather personal information. The FBI's James Finch says there's a well-organized internet mafia.
If there's a crime that is profitable on the internet, it's safe to say that an organized group of people are probably carrying it out. We're looking at very structured, organized groups, individuals who have never physically met, but are collaborating, meeting on the internet globally.
Internet experts say they don't want people to pull the plug on their life online, but rather they caution them to stay vigilant, keep antivirus software up to date, and know the enemy. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.